ladies here, Sunday night, or Lvov Elul.
Omer HaMechaber, so the Mechaber says, B'chivin she'amadati al chiyuv mitzvah schodes al vavus. Okay, so he went on this whole exploration. Maybe it's not important, maybe it's kimat not nogeya, maybe everybody does it anyway, maybe there's no such thing, etc. Okay, chavos halvavos, like that's what it's all about. V'shanachnu chayovim bohen, mimasha zocharnu, that is like our primary obligation, mimasha zocharnu, which is he went through the process of both common sense and Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaalpeh, which are his foundations for what we do, Seichel, Torah Shebiksav, and Torah Shebaalpeh. V'ro'isi, and I saw Shehunchu, they are Nebuch, left aside, put on the side. V'lo Chuber behen Sefer Miyuchad, no one wrote a Sefer detailing and explaining. The Chavit HaLovas, by the way, is known to be, it's called the Shulchan Aruch of Chavit HaLovas, the Shulchan Aruch of Hashkafa. And you see, that's what he wanted to write. He said there was no Sefer telling people like what to do, what to think, what's correct, what's not correct. There's Bonanti, and I examined Ma Shehem Bo Ma Shehem Bo Anche Dorenu, the Matzav of the people of my door. This is like over 1,000 years ago, like how they act. Mikotzer daitum lahavino, they can't figure it out themselves. Koshkin lasoson, they certainly don't do it. For the sasik bohen, for hoyo mechesed elokim, a lie, and he talks that way throughout the sefer with a great humility, and he says Hashem has done a great chesed that he made me become aware of this. He doesn't take the credit. He doesn't say, I discovered this big problem. He says, it's a chesed alokim, shehi irani, that Hashem woke me up, that Hashem inspired me, lachkor, to delve into what he calls al-chochmas ha-mitzpun. That's what he calls chavos halvavos also. Mitzpun is the kishkas, the inside, the hidden. What you don't see, what nobody will ever notice. Nobody will know what you're thinking. Nobody will know what your attitude is. No one will know the purity of your actions, why you're doing it, what your motivations are, what your attitude is, where you're coming from, where you're going to, what your kavana is, what your real goals are in doing whatever you're doing. This is all hidden from people. It's not seen. But v'ra'isi b'maisa kadmoneinu, and as I examined the actions of the early Chazal, Tanoam Amoiroim, Zechornim Lefracha, Uvameshe Kibalnu Midivreim, and I looked into the Gemara, and I looked into the Mishnayos. I see Ki Yoser Hayus, again, a little radical, where maybe it's to women, this doesn't sound like he's saying much, but to a man it's very grating, it's almost like very... If I look at the Tanoim and I look at the stories of the Tanoim, you know what it's like, you know what he's about to say now? We've all been by Hespedim, unfortunately. So they'll say, you know, oh, he was such a big masmid, you know, but it's like, you know, we've all been, what do they talk about mostly by a Hesped? It's not a riddle. They talk about Benad Machavero. You know, I've noticed by a Hesped, they'll talk about how he treated people and how nice he was and how he smiled at people and how he was pleasant to people. They don't say, oh, he wore a Beinu Tam Tfilin. You know, you don't hear that. Nobody gets up by Hesped and says that. Oh, he was such a... Sometimes, once in a while you will, but they'll say, oh, he only ate hand shmura matzah, not machine, and he was so makbid, and he davened such a long Shmona Esrei. You don't hear that. You hear he treated people nicely. He wasn't arrogant. He smiled at everyone. That's what they, you know, and you're talking about like Moshe Feinstein. You're talking about like, I'm talking about like big people. That's what he's really saying. That when you look in the Gemara, they're not talking about what is so important to us in our door. And whether you like it or not, that's what he's saying. this chumrah and that chumrah. Not that you don't have to, you have to do chumras if that's what's called for. But that's not, in the Gemara, they're talking about how they treated people, how they had bitochon in Hashem, how they had avos Hashem, yiras Hashem. He said, that's, you look in the Gemara, he's not talking about the discussions in the Gemara, which are, you know, he's talking about the stories in the Gemara about the Tanoim are not talking about how frum they were and how they figured out somewhat arcane dinim. It talks about how they had Mesiras Nefesh, how they made Kiddush Hashem, they're talking about what kind of people they were. For Isiv B'maisa Kadmonenu Zechorim Levrocha V'meshek Yipalnu Medivreim, what we have from their words, Ki Yoser Hoyuzrizim U'mishtadlim B'cholvas Atzmon, they worked on themselves, and they worked on their midos, and they worked on their hashkafos. We're not talking about just midos, Ben Adam HaChavero, we're talking about Ben Adam HaMokom, but we're talking about Cholvas HaLavavos. B'mash Hoyu Mishtadlim B'toldus Hadinim. Like if someone will write a sefer now, so what's your typical sefer now? Let's say someone writes a sefer on tefillah, and he tries to think of every possible crazy case that can come up. You see, again, I'm a man, I know what I'm talking about. And he'll call it tefillah kehilchasa, and it'll be, what happens if you're standing in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and you hear about the Twin Towers and people are panicky and the baby's crying, so like what should you do? Like it's like encyclopedic works, covering every, you know, like trying to cover every base. And that's why you have these halachas for him. You go into a shul now and copious, big fat, there's a sefer around this thick about how to do Hagbah. I'm not kidding. I don't want to make fun of it because there's nothing in there that's Bittul Torah. I am making fun of it, but I'm not. No, seriously, you have to understand. It's like, and like, you know, I make a joke, like I'm waiting for a sefer, and like, I saw a sefer, like, you know, God, that this was Ben Adam HaChavero. It's like, how to say hello to somebody, Shayla Shalom. It's like 70 pages. And now with a computer, oh boy, all bets are off. You just type in some search words and you have everything that was ever said about this topic. Like, and the Sfarim are coming out, 50 new Sfarim a week. And again, the Chazal was 1,000 years ago. He's saying, if you look at the Gemara, they weren't that interested in figuring out every possible scenario. They learned the principles, and when a case came up that was a shayla, they applied the principles and they decided the halacha. They didn't spend their time imagining possible scenarios that could be. And I know exactly what he's talking about, because if we fast forward 1,000 years, if you go into a swarm store, you're not familiar. You go into Zohar, and that's what it is now. Shiluach Hakan. You know, what happens if you're standing on your head, and the nest is like underground, and it's Shabbos, and you didn't make Avdolah yet. Like,
today life is so much more complex, and technologically, things are not easy to determine. You do need a source of looking.
You
do. You do.
What's your emphasis? You do. You're right. What's your emphasis? And he's saying, and what are you spending your time on? He's saying, now he's talking about Machabre Sfarim, on spending their time to think. He says, he's about to say, let's learn it inside. Mimasha Yumishtadlim, from what they tried, Betoldus Hadinim, Vashailus, Hanochrios, Abbasupokos, things that could possibly come up. Vishahishtadlus, Moisu Bechlole Hadinim. They figured out the basic principles of what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. And then they would spend their time on Chovos Halvavos. Making sure they have the right attitude towards Hashem. Making sure they have the right attitudes towards their fellow man. Making sure all the Chovos Halvavos that he gave, the whole litany, the whole list he gave already, When a question would come up that the guy Taka didn't make Adoli yet, and Taka the Shluch HaKan, and he's Taka standing on his head, and whatever. So they would look into it. Of course, you have to know the din. But they didn't spend time beforehand anticipating that. You have a limited amount of time in this world, and they spent their time on Chovas Halvavas. That's what he says. Take it or leave it, that's what he says. I totally agree with you, because Lamaisa, you have to know what to do. But that's what he says. What are you spending time on, and how much does it come up that you have a real Shaila? And so you do, I mean, Shaila's come up. They didn't worry about it before it happened. Because these things were not the primary. It wasn't primary by then. Of course, you have to do what's right, but it's more important. You know, go around. I mean, you see people. You see, we talk about it. Everybody talks about it, and we feel, you know, holier than thou, but we all, you know, how we feel towards someone, how we act, how we relate to Hashem, right? We talk bitochon, but the people go to pieces approximately 27 times a day. People, they say, oh my goodness, what am I going to do?
Would that also be how you could explain, you have these, like, it looks to me like Hashuva people, you know, learned and everything. And then they get
into
these little machlokis.
Yeah, okay, I don't want to go there. Let's go. Lo yamatridim daitam aleha koidim lochein. I mean, okay. We would do well to listen to the Chavis Halavas. So you tzrich and lifsik as adim, you know, imoya didn't borrow lehem and ayasod or shekibul misham and aviyim, if they were able to paskin alpi the principles that they already had, how you poiskim oisei al derech ahi, so they would paskin it, v'mti ha-shelem and atodos shemotziyim dinam and ayasod osa'im, and if it was taka a new thing that came up, like a new technology, v'yumayinim b'derech svarosom, they would think about it, they would extrapolate, they would try to figure it out. If they agreed, I'm going very fast now. The majority, he's just explaining the halachic process. He's making it sound streamlined. It's not that complicated. It's much more complicated to figure out how I feel about Hashem. How do I feel about my life? Do I have tainus? People go crazy. The dollar goes down 0.1. They like, the world came to an end. Wow, Hashem. Right? V'imlav omdim l'minyan, rabu amitar and toru, rabu tam tomu, yikash abiyodam, yochad ram alach karabim. The chibur m'masachas avos. He says, you know where you see what they were all about? Open a masachas avos and learn to the mishnayos and avos. And they're talking about how a person should act and how a person should be, and that's where you find that's where their kishkas are in Maseches Avos, because you'll say, like, big talk, where is this? Where do you ever see it? There's a Masechta about it. Mishnayos Avos is where they pour their heart and their souls of their Chovas Halavavos. Learning and research and analysis and thinking about it and contemplating it and wondering exactly what it is, you'll find it in Maseches Avos. It's like the Chavis Halavos, like, you know, like a good riddle. Chavis Halavos is saying the Masechta about Chavis Halavos is Maseches Avos. That's what he's saying. The Yosher Midosum Hamukubolus Mehem Kol Ish Bezmanu Uvimukomo. Vanshe Atalmud Omra Rabul Sehem. If you look in the Gemara, and when they talk about the Tanoim, and they talk about Mashayor al Omech Chochmosom, the depth of their wisdom, and Verov Hishtadlam, and their work, their attempts, levaris maaseihem, to make their maasim pure, meaning no ulterior motives, just to do it for the right reasons, not for one-upsmanship, not to show off, not to climb the ladder of being on top of the heap. And he gives an example. Ushamru Masechas Brachas, it's a famous story. And really here he brings down this story because the story is very, the Gemara says what the Chavis Halavas is saying, almost. Ushamru Gemara Brachas Bishneid Rav Yehuda, in Rav Yehuda's generation, Kula Tanuya B'Nezikin Avu, all they learned was Masechas the Nezikin. It's like they didn't learn the other Siddurim, it was too hard, they didn't know Pshat, it was too difficult. They had a limited curriculum of learning. Vanon Komasnina Tuva, and the speaker of the Gemara, he's saying, we learn everything. We have a Dafyomi, we come a Shas cover to cover, we have a Chever Mishnayos, we learn everything. We know so much more than they do. Your average yeshiva bacha now knows, in terms of data, knows more than the earlier generations. An 18-year-old kid, 20-year-old kid, a smart kid who's learning in yeshiva, more data, because there's more data that's available, and everything's, and print, the printing press certainly has a lot to do with it, so everything's available, and everything's online. Now you walk around with a key, and you have to stick it in, and that's it. You got everything there. In terms of knowledge of data, that's what the Gemara is saying. In Rav Yehuda, the data was limited. Now we know much more. So how come, asks the Gemara, Ve'ilu Rav Yehuda, when he prayed for rain, Kadhavisholif Masane, if he took off one shoe, it's a sign of distress, a sign of mourning. If he took off one shoe, Haviyosi Mitra, it started raining. Ba'anon, we screamed, we were in shul and were saying Tillim and were screaming and crying and banging our heads against the wall, and it doesn't rain. Anon, Ilu Mainin Baslinon, we walk back and forth, the Mainin Lekaman Damashkar, no one's home. Hello? What's going on? We know so much more data than they do. We have learned so much more Torah than they do. I'm relaying. They answered him, Kamoi, the earlier generations, Havi Masri Nafshayu Al Kedushas Hashem. They lived with Hashem more as a reality, right? We're talking about Tanoim now, so everything has to be taken. I'm wrong. So everything has to be taken. Everything's relative. Like, we shouldn't think that we're, they were willing to be Moser Nefesh for Kedusha Hashem. It's talking about, they were willing to stand up for Hashem, stand up for what's right. Rather something that nowadays we would say that's horrible, it's a terrible Chil Hashem, we would call it, because it's talking about he saw a woman. We don't like it if they put up a sign in Merkaz Mischari, please dress B'tznius. We say, oh, that's so terrible, they're turning people off, and you have to be Makar of people, and it's so Kitzoni, and it's the Gemara now is extolling much more Kitzoni than putting up a simple sign. It says he went over to a woman who wasn't dressed sneistic, and he got in trouble for it. He was Moser Nefesh, because it bothered him. Okay, it's a different society. But we're not ready. Are we ready to stand up for Hashem? Like, how many people were ready to go protest by Gush Katif? How many people were ready to lose their jobs because they felt an avlo was being done? Are we ready to stand up? Well, we're comfortable because we go to the supermarket and everything's glatt kosher, and we buy the kosher food and we send our kids to school, and we're not asked that often to stand up for Hashem. Hashem knows what he's doing, so we don't have so many nisyonos, big nisyonos. We have the daily nisyonos, the daily grind. But something on the scale of what we have undergone for 2,000 years with Inquisition and expulsions and, we don't know how we would react. I suspect the reason we have it so good is because Hashem knows we'd melt in 2 seconds.
we wouldn't be able to take it. You know, we'd right away, you know. Anyway, that's what the Gemara says. But the Chavis Halavos' point is that the Gemara makes this very point that he's been making, that they might have learned more. We may know more. We know more. We learned Afyomi, you know. So we have like 35,000 people that are going to go to the Meadowlands, right, Balabatim, and they're going to celebrate learning whole Shas. And 200 years ago, how many people learned the whole Shas? But 200 years ago, they were real Jews. And now, you know, who knows? Now the blackberry rings in the middle of Shmon Esrei, you know. But Omer Omer Afuno Kol Oisik B'Torah B'Levad, these are very strong words. I shouldn't really learn it with ladies. Doima K'mishein Lo Aloka Shenemar V'Yomim Rabim L'Yisrael Lo Alokei Emes El B'Torah B'Gmilus Chasodim B'Hizbarali. So I got clear, says the Chavis Halvodis. All the actions that we do, him you saw them al bar halev, on the purity of thought, the zachamitz. When everything is we started off, everything is kavona, everything is what you mean. The actions are very not important. They're essential, but they're not important. That sounds like a funny sentence, but we learned in Shara Avodas Elokim, they're essential because without the actions we'd be lost. If we would just leave it up to the mind, so we would quickly get taken over by the alien called Gashmius, by the alien called our Taivas, and we would follow our, because we want the body wants to be comfortable, the body wants to have pleasure, the body wants to have good things, and we would be lost. So we have to follow. Torah is very smart and said, okay, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. You have to bind yourself in a box because you're not allowed to go outside the box. But that's not real, so they say it's essential. And he keeps saying in Shara Avodas Elokim that we learned how essential it is. But it's not important. It's not the point. The point isn't to eat matzah Pesach night. That's not what Hashem's looking for. Hashem's looking for your attitude, your gratitude, your understanding that he took us out of Mitzrayim and he can do anything in the world. He's Kol Yochol, and he did Nisim v'Neflos, and he changed the Teva, and he's Hashem, and he chose us to be his nation, and he took us out of Mitzrayim. That's what he's looking for. If you wouldn't eat matzah, then you would say, okay, so I'm just going to think these great thoughts. So you'd end up going to a ball game or playing a video game, or, you know, you have other things to do. So he said, no, you got to sit by the table and eat matzah. So, you're bound. You can't eat chametz, you have to eat matzah. Those are the rules, because if we didn't have the rules, we'd be... And all the people, starting from the tzedukim, down to reform and conservative, who thought that they can be good Jews at heart, not that they were anywhere near, because they didn't even believe in Hashem. By the time we came down to the reform, they rejected they rejected Torah Sinai. Now it's just a joke. But even when they started, they rejected the Maisim. They talked like the Chavis Halavos a little. You know, what do you need all these rituals for? The main thing is to be a good Jew at heart and to have the, you know, but the Chavis Halavos point was proven 10 times over, that within one generation or two generations of people trying to be smart, kaput, they're gone. And they've intermarried. They're like lost. And the Torah certainly knew what it was doing when it said, no, you gotta keep to the rules. And then people write svarim, because once there's rules, so, okay, what do you do in this case? What do you do in this case? But the Chavis Halavos is crying. We forgot what's really important. How many people think about Hashem? Think, you know, when we say Shema Yisrael, you know, you think about Hashem because you have to. What are you going to do? You know, but... To live with Hashem and to always trust in Hashem and to be aware that Hashem exists and Hashem controls everything, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You go through the mitzvahs in the Torah.
90% of the mitzvahs are just to remind you that Hashem is out there. That's what the Chavis HaLovitz wants you to understand. And that's why he wrote his Sefer. V'mira l'chavona hetzed, he says, the main thing is kavona. This is a basic fundamental principle of the Chavis HaLovitz. He says, the main thing is what's going inside of your head, not the actions. The actions are out. Are chitzoni. The main battle, the main... You, who are you? You are what's going on inside of your head. What are your reasons? What are your motivations? What are you thinking about? What are your attitudes? How do you feel about this? What do you think about this? You know, you can kiss the mezuzah 100 times a day and you never stop to think that Hashem is protecting your house. And that's really not what mezuzah is about. That'd be an example. We like changed mezuzah into an alarm system. Mezuzah is the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Mezuzah is declaring that this house is dedicated to proclaiming that Hashem exists and that Hashem is real and that we worship Hashem and we're Ovdei Hashem. And you declare that by putting it on your doorpost. This house is a Hashem house. It's a house of Hashem. We turned it around. If you ask most people what mezuzah is, even the from people, they say, oh, that Hashem's always protecting us. That's not what it is. It's a mistake. It might be true. I mean, of course it's true he's protecting us. I'm talking about this, what mezuzah says. It might be part of what mezuzah is as a totsa'ah, as a hashlacha. But it's not what it is. Mezuzah, I always say, is a woman's tefillin. Men wear tefillin a whole day. We're supposed to walk around a whole day in tefillin. Why? What are we tefillin for? It's nothing but a reminder that Hashem can do what he wants. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. That's the parashas of the tefillin. You wear them on your hand, because that's your strength. You're wearing them on your head, that's the seichel. And then the women are potter, technically, but the women have mezuzah. Mezuzah's on the bias. The bias belongs to the woman. Women is the bias, synonymous with bias. And the bias has to have a mezuzah there. And that's the house is a house of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. These are foreign words. Oh, you look at me, I don't know, you're a Baal Tshuva. Right? That's what we have, the thing for Rabbi Jacobus class. He says, I wish I was a Baal Tshuva. That's one of our advertising lines. Right? And that's what Chavis HaLovitz is screaming about. He's still screaming. It's 1,000 years ago. And he's still screaming. And that's why he wrote his Sefer. Because it got lost. If your kavona is not correct, your maisim are not worth much. I don't want to say they're not worth anything. Because I'm not Hashem. And if a person goes to Shemayim and he did everything right, and he didn't do anything wrong, and he didn't have any kavona, he ain't going to Gehenna. Right, so I don't know, but he wasted his life, wasted in the sense that he, it's not what it was all about. It wasn't the name of the game. He didn't do it. He took a gold coin. The marshal I once saw, it's such a beautiful marshal. He took a gold coin and he put it in a soda machine. He bought a can of soda with it because it fit, and the soda came out. It worked. So he's happy with his can of soda. But he did it with a gold coin. He took a gold coin, he bought a can of soda with it. V'mirbu v'yasmidu k'mo shomer akosuv gam ki tarbu tefila. Now he's much harsher. He says, gam ki tarbu tefila, neni shomeya. Yedechem domi mileilu rachtu yizaku yisiru amalechem minegenena yichidlu hareya. Ki kor v'lecha adover mo'od b'picho b'lubavcha la'asoso v'yomar t'no b'ni libcho alai. If you give me your soul, your heart, and your eyes, meaning what interests you, I know yadi dadi li, your mind. Famous pasuk. It's even a song now, so everybody knows it. This is what the Navi is talking about. So that's what they try to do, the reform, and they try to take the words of the Navi and say there was rabbinic Judaism and this is Mosaic Judaism. You don't know this stuff. You probably know this stuff better than me. But the Nevi'im still said it. They just tried to. Vayimer kim bazos yisalam yisalel haskel v'yodoa osi to know Hashem. Kini Hashem osa chesed mishpat etzok baretz upirish inyan atshuva azos. Shetzorech hamisalel yisalel. You know what you should take pride in? Ba'avonas drochai, knowing what Hashem does, how He acts, what Hashem likes, what He doesn't like, how He wants you to be. Ba'avonas chasodai. Lizbonim benivroim, study nature, lahakir gvurasi, realize the greatness of Hashem, v'chachmosi mitoch maasai, and you do that by studying nature. That's what we're learning Shara HaBechina one of these weeks, Amitz Hashem, and that's what Shara HaBechina is all about, recognizing Hashem through nature, through the neflos habore, through everything He made, not just through nature, through history, and through your own events of your own life, you learn to be sensitive. And you say, wow, how did I get here? Like, whoa. V'chol ma she'aveitzim en ha'psukim heim ra'yas al chiyav mitzvus al avavus musa nefoshos. V'tzorech she'teida, another point. Till now he said the main thing is what goes on inside your kishkes. He says, another point, he says, one of the things Hashem hates most is hypocrisy. If you're eating matzah and you're doing mitzvahs with your body, but your heart is who knows where and your mind is who knows where, and you couldn't care less about Hashem, and you're just not there. You're just not there. It's hypocrisy. You're not pivel libo shoven. You're not erlich. You're not erlich. Who knows what you're thinking about? Who knows what? You're wishing you could do who knows what. But, you know, you're going through the motions. You know, that's how you're living. That's where you live. Whatever your daughter's not going to do a shit up. You know. What are you going to do? You know, people are not going to. You have to maintain your standing. We're talking about, you know, again, every time you mafresh challah, ladies. You're thanking Hashem for giving you the bread, for giving you food, for giving you mazonos. When we bench, a person benches, doesn't think about the words, he calls him a hypocrite. A hypocrite just means he's not, his mind is not in consonance with his deeds. The purpose is they should be the same, they should match up. Ushkulim avodos Hashem. Everybody's on the same page. Your actions are on the same page as your heart. Your heart's on the same page as your actions. Everybody strengthens everyone else. Yeah? This is the definition of tamim. When it says tamim tiyam Hashem Elokecha, it means your heart should match your deeds. Don't be frum in deeds and, you only wish you can do something. You know, you wish you were free of these shackles. You're not tumim. Tumim means you're at peace with yourself. You understand what it's all about. You're consistent. This is what you want to be doing. You want to do this. This is something you want to do. But Omar... Tomim Hoya Bedorosov, Holech Tomim, he brings down a few psukim, but the word Tomim, Askil Bederech Tomim, Moshe Tavala, Esalech Psom Lavavi, Rabbah Misha Ain't Tochol Kavaro, Loya Libo Lavavo Sholem, and Mashem Alokov, the Omar, be Fatir, Bufim of Shimon Chazvalo. Okay, and then he goes on the next paragraph, he talks about hypocrisy and how terrible it is. I'm skipping, everybody's getting bored. Okay. I'm starting from the paragraph. Can I have this? B'chasher omadeti. Page under Feldheim, it's page 38, the last paragraph. Here it's B'chasher omadeti. Yeah? Okay. B'chasher omadeti. Now he's going to describe, we're going to stop soon, but. Now he's going to describe his inner struggle when he came to write the Sefer. What he struggled with. He struggled with, who do I think I am, and why do I think I'm smarter? Sort of like what my mother always used to tell me. Why do I think I'm smarter than everybody else? And no, and nobody else wrote the Sefer before you, and maybe I'll mess up, and I won't do a good job. Maybe I'll miss something, maybe I'll write something and it won't be true, and oh boy. And he starts being plagued with, and it's like a diary. We're reading, like, he's writing how he started being plagued with self-doubt when he sat down to write the Sefer. Chasher amadati al Masha Israel of Aseichel, good old Seichel again, v'hakosuv, and the psukim, v'hakabola, and Torah Shebaal Peh, our Mesorah, mimitzus halavobus, hachilosi lahagir l'snafshi bohem, so I started getting into it, v'amasti aleihem maso yediosom, and I started studying them and thinking about them and analyzing them and realizing what they are and how to do them, b'chol asher nigla l'imahem inyan, and then he said one thing led to another, like I chapped about Hashem, and then oh, now I chapped about Avos Hashem, and then I chapped Yiras Hashem, and I started realizing the whole mosaic, like I, you know, once you unearth one truth, that leads you like to the next truth. That's what he says. V'gilalei asasamuchlo, v'asamuchlo asasamuchlo, adash erocha v'inyan, and all of a sudden I have like a whole body of things to tell people that people have to know. So here he shows his humility. He writes, "I took notes." He doesn't. Vayili kasha liskros from Tabit Belibi. It grew into such an enormous amount of knowledge. So I started taking notes because it was hard for me to remember it. V'yareisi hashikcha mashal b'machshavti mehem. And nobody else is interested even, so I started writing it down. Viskamti, so I decided, I'm going to write a sefer. V'sha'achabreim, and I'm going to be mechaber echibur, she'eh kol el shorosheim, that will have the principles of chovos halavavos, the sover perkehem, and it'll have hashlochot, and totsa'ot, v'harbi mitoldo seim. So I'm going to do it for myself. So I will have a record of it. And I'll have to do it because I can't say I forgot. It's too much. I didn't realize. I'll have it, everything written down. So I won't be a hypocrite. I thank Hashem that gave me this understanding and the ability to do this. Ozer also your love. Amorali Ashvilov. Uvameshiyim mehem cholik olav, umekatsu meagielov, what's negative, Hashem is nafshi, if I mess up, it's my fault. Whatever good in the Sefer is thanks Hashem. Whatever's not so good in the Sefer, it's my own fault. Bochichena, beton oleo mimenu, I'll take the blame. Hachi is borla, avlo mitzitko, natosu mi yoshro, vabos mitikuno, temuzo. I wanted to write like a permanent thing, something, I'll go over it, I'll erase my mistakes, and I'll just be melabing it. Umatmon sofun, v'ner sheyorer livnei odom, v'yorer lehem aderech hasheyelchu ba. And then I said, let this be for others too. V'kivisi shetiyato ele zulosi bo yosu mitoalti. Better to have the Sefer than not to have it. Like, no matter how imperfect the Sefer may be, but it's better to have it than not to have it. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay.